I can make you feel special when it sucks to be you. I can make you feel special for an hour or two. Your life's a routine that repeats each day. No one cares who you are or what you say. Sometimes you feel like a nobody, but you can feel like somebody with me. Yeah, they're real. Together, the earth will shake and the stars will fall into the sea. So come on, baby, let down your guard. When you're dancing in the bathroom, I'll slip you my card. I can tell just by looking that you've got it hard. Especially hard for me.
Oh, that was Falkmaster. Hubba hubba.
Yes. Trick I was waiting like. For that.
Oh my. Is that your whole critique? Is that your whole critique, Trekkie? Like,
hey, the internet's for Valk. maybe rush a little, but sound beautiful. Hubba hubba. Love long notes. Love the heavy long notes. Yeah. Okay, Zed, you go.
Thank you, Ready Monster.
Trekkie.
No problem. Ready.
Trekkie.
Trekkie Reed.
Trying to make a Reed Trekkie. Okay. I love this song so bad. For me, I had actually, this is my second time listening to it. And I finally realized what was iffing me about it was that if you were, the timing was off for me.
Yeah.
The timing was off. That's what was iffing for me when I first heard it. But other than that, I love the real part. I love how you said, how you sang C. Very, oh, hold on. Sexiest Person Who Walks Into the Room award winner sings zesty song. I spelled sexy with a Z.
Zexy?
It was really nice. And I love some really... Zex, yeah. But she has some really nice aggressive for me in there, so yeah.
Yeah. Hubba.
Yeah.
Hubba. Millie?
Yeah, I liked your growling in it, but yeah, I agree with, like, it wasn't really noticeable to me in the beginning, the off-time stuff, but when you got to, like, the end part, like, the days in the bathroom, slipping my card, and when it kind of has those faster parts, it was really noticeable. But other than that, I mean, you sounded freaking awesome on it, so.
I might say it. Say, oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
From the sexiest voice co-judge.
That's a hubba hubba from Trekkie. That's yes from Trekkie.
I'm like, okay, I'm a wow then. I think that's the next line they sing the song.
I don't know if they sing a song. Really. Just, that's my yes. Who's next?
We have to practice our noises for tonight.
I do. That should be
what
we for. Well, City of Dreams.
For buzzing it on people.
Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So who's next?
All right. So that's three yeses for Valk, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Up next is Audrey Golightly 13.
Trekkie Monster vote counts twice. Yeah, that's actually four.
Well, I was a sexy voice judge, so then my vote counts, like, way more for sexy songs. Just saying.
Yes, but you're not Monster.
No. Oh, my.
And here is Audrey Golightly 13.
If you were falling, then I would catch you. You need a light, I'd find a match, 'cause I love the way you say good morning, and you take me the chilly. Here, take my sweater. Your head is aching. I'll make it better. 'Cause I love the way you call me baby. And you
Audrey Golightly 13 with The Way I Am by Ingrid Michaelson. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
I pronounce it beautiful.
Audrey, oh my god, this was so lovely. I was like totally into it. The only real nitpick was that I wasn't big on that second little voice, but I really love your hand for it. But I really love your voice for it. And if I could say something that's like really unrelated, when it comes to like typing down the names, you and Theater Bound have 13 and 31, and I always get y'all mixed up when I'm writing down y'all's names because you're both a 3 and a 1.
That's but, why they were like.
So your name is now not Theater Bound 31. That's what your name should now be.
Yeah.
Not dash Theater Bound 31.
But yeah, I really enjoyed
changed
this.
Your name. Bam, you're done.
Audrey, I really love when you do like these like mellow pop kind of songs, and like it's weird because we're getting a lot of these songs that are like done a lot, but all of them I'm not like, oh, this song again, like they're all like so good, so I'm like really really happy and impressed with them, and I love this for you. I think you sounded awesome on it, so good job.
Yeah, you and Ingrid Michaelson is like, that is totally perfect. Your niche. Oh my god, I love when you sing this stuff because it's so perfect for your voice. Although you did falter a little bit sort of later in the song, but I just overall just so enjoy listening to you sing like this because I think this really fits really really well with your voice. So I loved it.
I really love this song. That's a definite yes for me.
Me too.
CC.
We can't say no to anybody.
I know. I didn't
it's gonna
say,
be so heartbreaking.
I said CC, so I thought maybe that might break it up a little.
Who's next?
It's so heartbreaking. We have a note. Up next is Rain.
It starts with not questioning the answers and giving up before you begun. It locks all the doors, increases the pressure, and in a flash your time is up before it's done, and you won't know how it can feel at all. So I say no to status quo. Who wants to be like the rest and deny the best that I'm meant for? I will show status quo. Who wants to be normal? I'll never conform. I'll be content to resent the status quo. I'll kick down the walls around me. They don't know how strong I am. I'm not defined by boundaries. They will never understand. I'm so much more than status quo. Who cares about being another pipe dreamer stuck on the bottom floor? And I know, oh, it's time to go. So maybe I've gotten everything that I wanted, but I think that I might have made it so. When I said no, 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 status quo. Starship Ranger, I'm gonna do everything I can to always be a Starship Ranger. Cause it's everything. It's everything. I
Rain singing status quo from Starship.
Purple Rain.
Yes.
Purple. Can I just point out for a second that I am first on all the guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand. Rain. I actually like, I like this. I think that like, I don't know, it's like the best thing I've ever heard you do. When you first started off, I was like, whoa. You like sounded really, really good. And I think there were some places where you tended to go like pretty flat, but I think that you, like, if you keep on practicing with it, you can pick that up and fix it pretty easily. And there are just some parts when you were like just on the choruses where you would belt out like the oh no's and stuff and the status quo, and I thought those sounded like really good. So other than like a few kind of just pitch issues, I thought this was actually really good.
Yeah, so I was, Melly and I were talking about this. She's like, whoa, what sounds so different? And I was like, Rain learned compression, and the compression makes a really big difference with the song. No, it's totally true. The compression really brings out, like, the strength in your voice. You know, I've had a chance to listen to you a couple times on that thing you do. You get into these high... high notes that you sort of belt out that sometimes just hit, like, that money spot, really just hit the money spot. That sound great, and there's just, and especially when you compress it, it really just brings out that power and it sounds fantastic. There were a number of areas that were a little flat on this, and I hope I wasn't at fault for sort of saying, hey, you know, come on, let's see, like to let you know that there was the audition, and then we put out that raffle thing to make you sort of maybe rush through this just a little bit. I would have liked to hear this again with some of those flat spots fixed, but You do have a nice quality to your voice that I do enjoy listening to. So?
Rain, you've improved since I've heard you on Best of the Rest, which is awesome. I do have to agree, I caught a lot of the flat moments you had. But like everybody else says, you have some really nice vocal moments. So, yeah. I have to just based on what I hear, because I have not yet seen Starship Ambi. Do not.
I haven't either.
Oh, neither have I.
Oh, thank God.
I still haven't seen the Harry Potter one.
The Batman one?
I still haven't seen the Harry Potter one. I'm really far behind.
Oh my, Millie. Intervention.
Yeah.
Intervention.
So I'm a yes for Rain.
I want to be. I'm kind of a maybe at the moment.
Be more decisive.
I would also be a maybe myself.
See, you know what? I'm gonna say yes. I'm gonna say yes.
Yeah. Okay. Two yeses.
So he's in.
Yay, Rain.
Good job. All right. Excellent.
Now I'm gonna be his favorite judge.
Sorry. Your savior judge.
Who's next?
Okay, I'm gonna try not to butcher this name, and if I do, I'm totally sorry. Axeldine or Axeldin?
Axeldin is what I've always thought it was.
Okay. Wait, I'm not gonna be first on a guy. Ugh.
Oh, sorry.
Streak is ruined.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be. So very fine, so happy together. Nobody but you for all my love. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my love. Me and you, and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. Ba 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 ba. No matter how they toss the dice, it has to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together. How is the weather? So happy together, we're happy together. So happy together, happy together, so happy together, so happy together.
And that was Axeldin. Don't know why I'm talking like this. I just just happens.
Okay.
Sorry. The song itself made me not had no bearing on why I was talking like that. Okay, so happy together. I'm trying to figure out like exactly how to pinpoint what I was thinking. I love this song and I like that you tried to do the song. And the song, see, for me, the song was always the Nylons. I know the Nylons covered it after a bazillion other people covered it. So I'm used to sort of a four-part harmony on this. I kind of wish you were more sure of your voice. That's what it feels like to me. I feel like your tone and your strength and of your voice, just like I know that it could be better than it is. And it just, I kind of have to go with this, with what I was hearing. It was just sort of, I don't know, I'm having a hard time putting it into words. It felt like you could be more confident with your voice. I like that you tried to sort of, you know, I think you were doing some of the harmonies. I couldn't tell which was harmonies. Was it backtrack harmonies? Or was that him?
I think
he did some.
Yeah, it sounded like he did some of them. And I appreciate that he tried to do that. But the song stayed very one level for the whole thing. And it was kind of no dynamic to it. And it was hard to sort of stay focused into the song. I don't know. Zell?
I'm surprised you mentioned the Nylons version because I know that one too, and I think we did that one for choir. So yeah.
Sorry for the background.
It's fine. For me, it was a slightly a bit flat, like rarely, but I would have liked a bit more power in your voice, and like Breed said, it was a little linear for my liking as well. This song tends to be like that, I guess. And it's nice that you did do some of the back vocals, but I probably would have liked you to do a bit more of them. And you had a few pops in there. And they're a little extra louder for me because my volume's like super high. So yeah, just be very careful with pops and clicks and everything whenever you clean up your files. Millie?
Yeah, Exceldon. First thing, I am super happy that you listened to what I said on Sing It auditions and you picked a lower song. Because you didn't have those, like, going for high notes and being super straining. So that was so nice. And it shows that you listen, which I love. I agree, especially with Reed, with you don't seem quite sure of where your voice is going. And I think that if you sang out more, I think that you would have that performance and the tone that you needed to just put it over the top. But I think that you hit the notes very well. And again, I love that you listen to what we say. So, yeah.
Since they're gonna jump on me for saying maybe, God, I really was a maybe on this. I think I'm gonna lean towards no, but I want you to re-audition. I really do. I want you to do it with a little more confidence, a little more strength to your voice. I'm sorry.
I'm about the same. I would like to have a song where you do a little bit more with a little bit more dynamics. So I would also really like you to re-audition. So that's a no for me too.
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't matter anymore. But I would have said yes. So.
Of course, you have to be that judge.
Well, no, okay. I would have, and I just think because I mean I know that he'll listen, and if we say do more dynamics, he would put it in round one if he were through. But unfortunately, I'm sorry, Exceldon.
But Exceldon, let me say this. I was a maybe. Okay, so that didn't mean I was like a solid no against you. So re-audition.
Yeah,
I'm
you
not
can
joking.
Sway though.
Re-audition. Please. Convince me because I wasn't sure that I wanted to say no on that. So
keep showing us how you listen.
Re-audition and convince me. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yes, please.
I hate saying
who
that
is people. Next?
Okay, I'm gonna slaughter this name. I know it for sure. Either it's Spurbet or Spurbetti.
I would say Spurbet, personally. It looks like
Spurbet.
But you should correct us if we're not saying it right.
Yes, please. Yes, just ahead of time, I will slaughter people's usernames.
Yeah.
Please tell me how to pronounce their names.
What was it you used to call me?
Do I still do it to you, Millie?
No, you're good now. You used to call me Millie.
She used to call you Bob.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait, I got him better? Sweet.
You okay. Have. Okay, listening to Spurbet.
Yes.
Not Smurfette. What?
No. What?
Can we call her Smurfette? Come on, Smurfette would be such a great name. Okay. Sorry. She doesn't know me, okay, so she doesn't know I would joke.
As long as she's not voiced by Katy Perry, we're good. Yes. Okay. So Spurbet singing Key Plus Words, the TV size, from Persona 4, the animated show or series. I can't remember the full name for it, but it's Persona 4. Yeah, like there's an anime version of the Persona, yeah. Oh. So I'm actually happy there's an anime song. Like, I was hoping for some really. So yes, and air guitaring here when I'm listening to this. I really love this. I love the mixing. It was awesome. My only one real nitpick would probably be I would have liked the main melody vocal line to be a little bit louder. But that's like my only real nitpick. And it might be just my head buds. So yeah, Millie?
Yeah, no, I noticed that the main vocals were kind of low. I also would have liked them higher because you have like a really awesome voice. I love your tone. I thought you sounded excellent. It was like, I don't know, it was weird because it was quite short and I was like, oh, I wanted more. So yeah, that's a good thing. And I was like, man, you sound like somebody. And then Reed mentioned it in the chat while we were listening. You sound like somebody on VH named Silver Soulbird, and she's awesome. So that's a huge compliment. But yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
Even though I hate anime, I loved this.
You and Silver Soulbird are like vocal twins. Mm-hmm. You know, like when we get somebody who we haven't heard before, it was new to VH, it's always, you know, interesting because you're kind of coming into the gates fresh. And the minute you sang, I was like, this is freaking awesome. There was nothing I didn't like about this. And I actually, even with the fact that we have 15 auditions, I actually really appreciated that you faded out after a minute and a half, you know, gave us a flavor. I was really appreciative of that. So that was the whole shebang was great. I mean, you're going to thrive on this site. Mm-hmm. This was really good. So.
And she's from VAA, and it's like her first time participating in anything. So it's like, wow,
well,
really?
Yeah. Now you can come over to VH and participate in everything.
Yay.
Yes.
Thanks for that. Oh, you definitely should.
Yeah, you would love it here.
VH equals Voice Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We're very happy.
I'm a hell yeah yes for this one.
Oh, we have a category of hell yeah yes? Okay,
cool. Yeah, I'm hell yeah yes too.
Hell yeah yes three. Ooh, yeah.
Wait, we're hell yeah. We're hell yeah yes cute? I don't know.
Who's next?
That was freaking awesome. Oh my god. You must sing next, for us more.
Up next is Lauren.
Ooh, another new
name. Yay.